Nazir Perek Ches Mishnah Base 8-2. This is the last in the Perek. You may have noticed that the previous Mishnah was more or less originally one of the longest Mishnayos in Shas. This Mishnah seems very short, but if you look at the Bar Tanur, you'll see it's one of his longest comments in Shas. There's a lot to say over here. So I'm going to try to explain it the best I can, step by step, so everyone can keep track and really get it. The case of our Mishnah is a Nazir Shaya Tame Besafik Umuchet Besafik. Those are the first words of the Mishnah. A Nazir who may or may not have been exposed to Tumas Mace, corpse Tuma, that's been the topic of our previous Mishnah, but also may or may not have been confirmed as a Mitzora. Because of that, things get very complicated. So I'm going to just unpack these things one at a time. So hopefully by the end it's perfectly clear, and you'll think, why in the world did this guy have to speak for 20 minutes to explain this Mishnah, or whatever it's going to take me. But I think that's the only way to do it. So here we go. From the beginning, a mitzora, I'll remind you. That's a person who had some sort of spot on his skin. He takes it to a Kohen. If the Kohen says it's got confirmatory sign that it's definitely a nega tzaras, it's tzaras, not just some sort of, you know, whatever, not just eczema. So then he's a muchlat, he's confirmed as tame, and then he stays tame as a mitzora until that nega, the white spot on his skin, resolves itself. Okay, once it resolves itself by disappearing, diminishing, or getting other signs of tahara, so then he now can become tahor again. That tahara process for a mitzora takes, there's three steps to it. Step one involves taking these two tziproi dror, like birds, I don't know, let's suppose sparrows, whatever they are, and a complicated procedure with blood and spring water and hyssop, cedar, and red string all tied together, splashed on him. Okay, so that's step one. After he gets that bird procedure done and the birds let go, so then he shaves off all of his hair, or her hair if she's a female mitzora, and goes to the mikvah. Okay, that's the end of step one. Now, important there is you notice that there's a hair cutting involved, and that's why the nazir situation is complicated, because the nazir is, of course, restricted from cutting his hair. So if he's a Safik Mitzora, so then maybe the haircut's required and maybe not. And the complexity here is that while if someone is a Nazir and a Mitzora, so then for sure, as a Mitzora, they have a mitzvah to shave all their hair. Actually, twice, we'll see in a second. And that mitzvah ase doche lo sase, that positive commandment pushes off the negative, the prohibition against the Nazir shaving himself, cutting his hair on top of his head, I should say. So it's going to be permitted. But if it's a Suffolk, we're not sure if this person is a Mitzora, so then that Suffolk wouldn't be able to push off the restriction of the Nazir cutting his hair. To keep this Mishnah very simple, you're going to encounter the same problems you had in the previous Mishnah of the prohibition of Bal Takif, of shaving one's payas, cutting one's payas short, which one may not do if is a male. So let's just assume throughout this whole Mishnah here that our Nazir is a female, in which case she hasn't got the problem of cutting her hair per se, her whole head can be shorn, not a problem. So that'll be our case here to solve those problems. So the mitzora now, step one, as we said, is to do that bird procedure, shave all the hair on the entire body, including the head, but the rest as well, and then go to the mikvah. At that point, the mitzora enters a 7-day period. You may suffer like the counting days, and those 7 days, the mitzora is much less tame, but still tame. Tame like a sheret, so like a direct contact would convey tuma. Okay. Now, at the end of 7 days, there's a second shaving of the whole body for the mitzora. There is another immersion in the mikvah, and then on day 8, there are 3 karbanos that are brought for a mitzora. The mitzora normally would be bringing an ola, a chatas, and an asham for a mitzora. Those are all normally going to be sheep. The thing is, for technical reasons which we'll see later on, we already counted before in the previous mission that you cannot bring a chatas misafek. You can't, unless you know you're obligated to bring a sin offering, you can't just bring one and make it conditional. But an exception to that rule is a chatas of, if it happens to be a bird, then you could. For technical reasons I didn't get into then, we'll save it for Maseches Zvachim Bez Hashem. Now, the mitzora normally brings sheep, but if the mitzora is poor, if our female mitzora here is a poor woman, so instead of bringing 3 sheep, she can get away with bringing 2 birds, one ola, one chatas, as well as an asham, which is fine, that's a ram. But the point is that a sheep, I should say, I'm sorry. But the point is that the Ola Sa'of, excuse me, the Chatas Of, the Chatas sin offering can be a bird. That'll be convenient for later on. So we'll have to set up our situation where it's not just the, our person of our mission, not just a woman to resolve the issues of the hair cutting, but also going to be a poor woman or someone who makes themselves poor, so they can bring a bird offering as their Chatas Of, or part of their resolution of their Mitzora status. So now what happens is, stage one, the first hair cutting, they go down to being just tell me like a sheretz, just the direct contact. After the second immersion in the mikvah, haircutting in mikvah, so then they go down to being what's just called a mechusar kippurim, someone who lacks atonement. And a mechusar kippurim is basically tahor, except they are what the equivalent of being like a shlish letoma, which doesn't affect too much, but it does affect eating kadshim and going to the Beis HaMikdash. So what happens is, entering to the chatzir of the Beis HaMikdash. So the what will happen is on day 8, the Metzora will then bring his or her offerings, getting their full atonement, and then becoming totally tahor. And the way the Mishnah will describe that is, at that point, they're able to eat kadshim, okay, because they've been relieved of all tumah. So the three stages of the Metzora resolving him or herself's problems, three stages of tumah that involve two separate haircuts, which is important for our Mishnah here, the whole body shavings, actually. Okay, now, if a nazir is a mitzora, so the nazir can't cut his hair, if in the middle of his naziris he becomes a mitzora, so we saw in the Mishnah previous in the 7th parak that tzara'as puts the nazir's count on hold. It doesn't reset the clock, but it puts it on hold. So if this nazir completed 10 days and then becomes a mitzora, so they could be mitzora for any amount of time, it could take 10 years. When finally the nega resolves itself, so then there's a 7-day period, that you may suffer, those 7 days also do not allow the Nazir to count towards the Naziris, so everything's on hold. And then on day, I'll call it day 1 and day 7 of the Yemei Safra, of the Mitzvah resolution, there's a hair cutting each time, which precedes an immersion in the mikvah, then there's a mikvah immersion, and then after the 7th day, so on the 8th day, besides for Karbanos being able to be brought, the Nazir, the erstwhile Mitzvah, is not just a Nazir, can now pick up where they left off, call it 20 more days, and then complete the Naziris by bringing the Tiglachas Hatahara process, okay? So that would require a third hair cutting. So a Nazir who's a Mitzvah ends up cutting the hair 3 times, day 1 and day 7 of the resolution of the Tzara'as, as well as at the end of the Naziris period as well. Okay, now, if a Nazir becomes a Safik Mitzvah, that means this Nazir is certainly a Nazir, but he may or may not have been confirmed as a Mitzora. We'll call that, as the Mishnah, as a Mukhlat, a confirmed Mitzora. So now they're in a bit of a predicament. Now, how that could happen, the question's better than the answer. But let's say it could happen. Like, say, just a story. Two guys they get these white blotches on their skin. They go to the Kohen. Remember, to become a Mitzora, it needs to be a Kohen. It needs to say, you are a Mitzora, after observing the nega itself. So these two guys went, the Kohen looked at the spots, to one Kohen he said, oh, that's just eczema. Excuse me, the Kohen says to one of these two guys, that's just, you know, that's not a nega, it's just whatever, some it's eczema, psoriasis, who knows what. And the other one, he says, oh no, that's a nega, your tummy. Okay? Now, time passes, the spots resolve themselves and so on, and now these two guys who asked the Kohen, each one's pointing at the other saying, I was the one who was tarno, the other one says I was. So they are not sure. Each one forgot, that's a bad way of putting it, I'm sorry. This guy, I take that back. Our Nazir just doesn't know. He just doesn't know, got mixed up, he forgot. He's not sure if he was Tomei or Tor, so maybe he was a Mukhat, maybe he wasn't confirmed as a Mitzvah. He just can't remember, okay? It's an unlikely scenario, but let's just say it happened. So now, our Nazir, who becomes maybe a Mitzvah, so what does he do? So, he can't just now cut his hair and do the Mitzvah purification process out of a misafik, out of doubt. Why? Because it involves haircuts on day 1 and 7, on the whole body, shaving the whole body, and the Nazir can't cut his or her hair at all as a Nazir. So that means that if this person is maybe a Mitzora, the obligation to cut your hair as a Mitzora, which is a Dindoraisa, which would be Docha, push off the prohibition of a Nazir shaving his hair, only applies, as the Mishnah will say explicitly in a moment, to someone who's a Vadai, certainly a Mitzora, but someone who's only a Suffolk Mitzora, maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, that Suffolk can't allow him to shave their hair in the face of the Isha Doraisa of the Nazir cutting his hair. Okay, so what's the Metzorah going to do? The Nazir, who's a Metzorah, maybe. So the Nazir have to wait at least till 30 days have passed from his initial commitment, assume it's a 30-day commitment. At which point, there's the Maman of Shach. He definitely needs to cut his hair now. Well, let's call it a she. She definitely needs to cut her hair now because either she's a Metzorah who needs to cut their hair and shave their whole body, or there weren't, in which case they're a Nazir who now needs to do Tiglachas HaTahara. So haircutting is not a problem, but you wait those first 30 days. But then there's a possibility that this person was a Metzorah, in which case the time that led up to this didn't count. So let's say they were, you know, whatever, 10 days for sure done. So then after the haircutting and doing, I won't get into the details of what they do, but they, in terms of korbanos and that kind of stuff, but for now. But after that first haircutting, so maybe that was for Tiglachas HaTahara, and maybe it was for Tzaras. We don't know, and therefore we'll have to wait. We wait until the period at which time, if assuming that this person had been a Metzora, now it's completed Nir Naziris in full. Meaning if there were 10 days that had been completed up to now before the Suffolk arose, so now they do 20 more days. All those 20 days will be considered sort of Yumei Safro. At the end of that 20-day period, that's all that was required to complete the Naziris if they were a Metzora. It's also more than 7 days, which was required to wait in Yumei Safro. At that point, there's a second haircutting. That haircutting, again, may be the Tiglachas HaTahara, or it may be the haircutting that's going for the Metzora. The second one that allows them to become totally Torah, so that will resolve things under all cases, and then the next day they'll have to bring us the korbanos for the completion of the Naziris, as well as the questionable korban that's brought, the Safek korban that's brought, for the resolution of the Tzaras. Okay, so that is how we deal with the Safek Metzora, who was a Nazir. Now, our Mishnah is going to say if there's also a second Safek of that they were exposed to Tumas Mace. So now things get even more complicated, much more complicated. And here is the gist of it. We're basically combining what I just told you, so to speak, about Metzora with what we saw in the previous Mishnah about someone who's a Suffolk to my Mace. So what's going to happen here? The person who's now maybe to my Mace and maybe at the end of their, now having their Tzaras resolved. So what are they going to do? So the step, they need to have a total of, for sure they need to have a total of four different haircuttings, right? The first two are to resolve the Tzaras. I'll call them day one and day seven. Then there's a third one to resolve the Tiglachas HaTumah, in case they had been exposed to Tumah. And the fourth one for Tiglachas HaTahara to finish up the Nazir. So that's a total of four, for sure. Okay? So first they have to deal with the Tzaras stuff, because that might have put everything on hold. So what happens is, when the person realizes they need to do this, now, just because they discover they need to do it, they can't automatically go to, and they have no nega anymore, doesn't mean they can now work to, automatically shave their hair and go to the mikveh as a Metzora does, because they're also a Nazir, and the Nazir can't cut their hair. So they have to wait at least a minimum of 30 days, assuming it's a standard Naziris, right? So 30 days they have to wait, and then now they can definitely cut their hair, because the haircutting might be one of three things. It might be the haircutting that a Metzora has to do, it might, as step one. It might be the haircutting of a Tiglachas HaTumah, because maybe they weren't a Metzora, but they were exposed to Korban Tumah, or maybe it's the haircutting that's done for Tiglachas HaTahara, the completion of Naziris. Whatever the case is, they're going to do a haircutting. They'll cut not just hair on their head, but also their whole body in case they were a Metzora. And then they'll have to bring certain korbanos aside from doing the bird procedure that precedes it as a Metzora. So the bird procedure is never going to be a problem, because these two birds are not korbanos per se, and the dipping of the blood and the splashing of the water and all that kind of stuff. It's not korbanos. Therefore, it's a strange thing to do, but it's not prohibited for doing if you don't need to do it. So therefore, they can do it misafik, not a problem. As far as the korbanos go, it is complicated because of the problem of bringing korbanos that aren't obligatory under various scenarios. So I'm not going to discuss that right now. We can save that to the end. But the point is, whatever korbanos this person brings, after a minimum of 30 days, they bring korbanos to tick all the possible boxes that maybe this is the first step of a tzaras, which actually doesn't require any korbanos at all, or maybe tiglachas HaTahara, which requires those three animals, or megatilachas atuma, which requires those other three animals. I can actually say it right now. We discussed it already. If it's because it might be a tiglachas atuma, they're going to bring just the chatas of, which won't be eaten, at least one of three, and that's enough. And since it might be the tiglachas atara, they'll also bring just that one ola, and they'll make the ola contingent, that tanai. If I'm really obliged to bring an ola, then this is my ola for my, if I'm in Aziris, and if not, this is a voluntary ola. Fine. Then, now, 7 days later, a normal mitzora could do the second haircutting in mikvah. The problem is, maybe this person wasn't a mitzora, and maybe they were tmei mace, in which case that first haircutting was Teglacha Satuma, in which case they'd have to count 30 more days to do Teglacha Satahara. So therefore, they can't just wait 7 days, they have to wait 30 whole days. And then after a second 30 days, bringing us to 60 days, if you will, so then, now, again, they can do the possibility of resolving the Tzara situation. So again, haircutting on the whole body, including the head, that's why you now need a woman for this, because of can't be a man for the reasons I said before, or it could be a minor. The truth is it could be a child, a male child. And then they go to the mikvah, and the next morning, I'll call that the next morning, they could bring their korbanos and become, for sure, tahor at this point, permitted to eat kadshim. Okay, there is a bit of a question, the technical point. The Mishnah is going to describe that as being 60 days. The truth is it should be 61 because you have to wait till the following day, not 30 but 31 days. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Tosos actually asks this, and they say that, okay, so that first 30 doesn't need to start on the 31st day, it can start on the 30th day. We actually discussed this in the third paragraph a little bit, so okay, we're not getting bogged down by that for now. But there's a Doraisa, only you could do it in 60 Doraisa, you don't need 61, so that's the answer, in short, according to Tosos. Okay, so that's the point here, is that a person who was a Suffolk, a Nazir, who was a Suffolk Tmeimeis and a Suffolk Mitzora, after a minimum of 60 days, could for sure have resolved their Tzara situation, having now be able to become Tahor and eat Kachim all over again. This, of course, assumes that in the process, they also got the mechata sprinkled them on day 3 and day 7 somewhere along the way, so then prior to going to the mikvah, so therefore they're not tamei meis. So then, says the Mishnah, Nazir shahaya tamei besafik muchlat. Sorry, Nazir shahaya tamei besafik umuchlat besafik. This Nazir who was maybe tamei meis and maybe a confirmed mitzora, ochel bekachim achar shishim yom. 60 days later on, or 61, whatever it is, for sure, this Nazir could now already become tahor from his tzaras and eat kachim all over again. Okay? But now, if they were in fact both a mitzora and tamei meis, they've got a lot of work ahead of them before they can resolve the naziris, right? They still have to do 30, they'll have to now, what happens next? Now, maybe they weren't tamei meis, in which case they count just 30 more days, and then they would do their tiglachas hatahar and be done. So they wait 30 more days, bring us to day 90, and they would do that. The problem is that maybe they were tamei meis, in which case what they have to do is a tiglachas ha-tumah first. So they wait 30 more days, and then, again, a third haircutting and mikvah. So this is mikvah and haircutting at this point, the order switches. And then, since maybe this is the tiglachas ha-tahara, maybe the tiglachas ha-tumah, again, they'll bring one ola as a safek with a tanai, and one chatas ha-of, which won't be eaten, and therefore they now have ticked the box that if they had been tamei meis, this would be the tiglachas ha-tumah, and now they have to wait 30 more days, bring us to 120 days, at which point now, for sure, even if they had been a mitzora and tamei meis, now this is for sure their tiglachas ha-tahara. So at this point, after 120 days, they bring all three animals that are brought as part of a tiglachas ha-tahara, and they will make the ola contingent. If the previous ola I bought 30 days ago was my ola from a tiglachas ha-tahara, so then this one's just voluntary and not. And therefore, after 120 days, they can, at a minimum, this person can return to normal life. And that's what Mishnah says here. Veshosa yayin umatam lemesim achar mea ve'esrim yom. After 120 days, this nazir is suffik tamei mesim, suffik mitzora, muchlat. They can once again return to normal life, cutting their hair and being exposed to corpse tumah. Now, the Mishnah says the reason why these things are pushed off, which is shetiglachas hanega docha tiglachas hanazir. Because for sure it's true that if as I said this before, but I'm saying it again now because the Mishnah says it, a Nazir who becomes a Mitzorah for sure cuts their hair on day 1 and day 7 of the purification process. That's because it's a Mitzvah Asa to do so, and that overrides the Lo Sase of a Nazir cutting the hair on his head. However, Avo Bezman Shi Safik Eina Docha. However, if a person's only maybe and maybe not a Mitzorah, and therefore it's maybe and maybe not a Mitzvah to shave their head on the hair on their head, so then and that doesn't push off the certain prohibition of a nazir shaving their head, and therefore they can't do any haircutting until they wait enough time that it's for sure permitted as part of the nazir complete, you know, teglach satar, teglach satuma. So I sure hope that was clear. And with that, we finish the 8th parak of Masechta Nazir, and we now go on to the 9th and final of the Masechta.